still early, guys. You know, 2 months off of last season. You know, I'm just excited to get back into the off-season program. I mean, it's cool to take time off, but it's cool to be back in the locker room and see everybody here. Yep.
I'll just stay on football since we're talking football. What was kind of your reaction when you heard Aaron sign with Jacksonville?
I didn't think anything, honestly. I didn't really have too many thoughts on it. I mean, he went to Jacksonville. Aaron was a good teammate. I mean, Aaron was one of the main guys who, you know, mentored me. I mean, he gave me so many pointers and so much advice. I mean, honestly, I was sad I'm not going to get that advice anymore. But I really didn't have too many thoughts on it. I mean, I'm just working just like I've always done. So,
a couple months away from things, how do you think you did last year?
I think I played well. I mean, I think I'm always more critical of myself than anyone. So, I mean, I just see tons of room for, you know, for improvement. My coaches tell me I've been doing well, so I don't know. I'm in kind of mixed feelings. I mean, obviously I think I play well, but I'm excited for next year because I know how much more I can do, you know.
Yep. Brad, do you take confidence, though, in how you were able to fill in once Aaron went down last year, and you'll obviously be the front runner for
it? Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel confident and proud of, you know, me just stepping in like that in my rookie year. I definitely feel proud of that. But then again, you know, that doesn't mean anything for next year. You know, I just feel like it. You got to understand is everything starts over, so you're working from the bottom again. At least that's how I feel.
What have you done since Arizona lost till now, kind of off-season-wise?
I went out to Phoenix, and I trained out there at Brett Fisher Sports Place. It's a big place. A lot of NFL guys go and trained out there for the whole off-season, which was cool. It was kind of cool to step away from everything, you know, because the season is so nuts. It was just kind of cool to just work out and come home and watch TV.
Where did you pick that place? Was there another Packer there who recommended it, or why? There's a lot of training.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Packers who have gone down there. So all of them had good things to say about it. But there's a bunch of other guys who I've talked to in the NFL who go down there. I mean, there's a lot of places in Phoenix too, and his is kind of like the biggest name one. So okay. I mean,
it's not like they develop young guys or anything specific that you wanted to work on.
No, I mean, they're just good at working with, you know, NFL linebackers and stuff like that. And plus, you know, good at looking at any little nicks and bruises you got, getting you back to normal.
We jumped in late. So what is your impression of the throw?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I liked it. I like it a lot, man. I like the circle around my number. And I don't know. I really it like pops out.
Slimming?
Yeah, plus, you know, if you're trying to intimidate somebody, all you got to do is just, oh, my bad. All you got to do is just hit your chest. You know, your number's right there. That's all. I mean, it's good. I like it. I like them a lot. It's like playing like an old school video game in real life.
You heard from teammates or stuff who, like, I know Darren College wants to know what they look like. Anybody else who said?
Most people were up backstage when we walked up there. Everybody seemed to like them. I mean, everybody seemed to like them a lot. I mean, we got a bunch of laughs for the thigh pads in, because nobody really wears thigh pads. No, everybody liked him. Everybody really had good things to say about him.
How do you feel about your modeling opportunities here today?
Modeling. I think that I got a chance. Ford, they've been calling me. You know, they've been looking at me a little bit. I think I need a little work on the catwalks, but I think I'm all together, pretty well-rounded in modeling aspects of my modeling future.
Jordy was saying, obviously, like, you saw a lot of the teams wearing the throwbacks last year with the AFC. Is
that
kind of a welcome chance then for you guys to finally get one?
Get a throwback opportunity?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, I mean, I can't wait to play a throwback game, man. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, the games you look, even when you're watching on TV, when, you know, you're watching games on TV, you like seeing something different. You know, you like seeing the old school games. It's kind of cool.
Can I ask you one non-jersey related question?
What's that?
With Aaron Pittman gone, your thoughts on him leaving and on the opportunity presented to you?
I didn't really think, we talked about that a little bit. I don't even think too much about it. I mean, he left. I mean, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for him, him leaving. But, I mean, I'm just working and grinding like I've always been. I don't think too much about it. I mean, the season starts over, and you got to work your way from the bottom again. So, I mean, it is what it is. He left. Sad that he left because he was such a good mentor to me, but I think he's going to have a great opportunity on Jacksonville.
Are you excited a little bit, though, a little bit chomping at the bit just for yourself?
I mean, I'm just glad to be here. Like, I have no idea how happy it is to be at, like, an organization like Green Bay. I think people take it for granted than just being in the NFL sometimes. And, I mean, I'm happy to be here, period. So, yeah.
How do you feel about the chances for this team? A lot of people, I mean, fans, especially at FanFest, are saying they're right on the cusp. They're right there. They could be a championship team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can see, even the players, we can see the potential in our team, man. We have such great players, and we have such great team chemistry, and I think that's really what it is that helps us stay motivated for every game. And, I mean, we're a good team. We're going to do, like, we're a really good team. We're going to do some serious things next year, man. I mean, I think everybody's just excited that we have this close of a team, and that, you know, this the opportunities for next year. I mean, we're gonna be a good team. we're gonna do some things.
Does the Arizona loss still burn? Does that fuel a little fire?
Yeah, I mean, you try to wash and flush the bad games and the games like that. But I mean, then again, games like that stick with you. Any game that comes down to the wire. Anybody's lying if they tell you it doesn't stick with you. I mean, you think about it a lot, but, I mean, you try to forget it. But then again, I don't know. It's kind of 50-50. You want to try to forget it, but, I mean, it sticks around a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry we stepped in late. Just one quick thought on the overall thought on what you're wearing.
I like it. I like it overall, man. I like everything about it. You know, I've always wanted to wear an old school jersey, so it's kind of cool having my first opportunity.